Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk economy is Gary White with the Sitka Economic Development Association. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Robert.
How are you doing today?
Okay.
And we are sort of in the interim between last Wednesday's Chamber for Economic Summit.
The summit was last Wednesday.
The summit. And the forum is coming up tomorrow afternoon at Harrigan Centennial Hall. And Gary, explain how these two events are related.
Well, we got together with the Chamber of Commerce, and they wanted to participate in some type of economic summit forum presentation this year. Generally, in the past, it's been CETA that presents on baseline numbers, and then we have like an industry panel. Well, last week was an opportunity for the different industry sectors to kind of present where their sector is heading. And then now that we've seen where the trends are going, then this thing that's going to happen tomorrow, the forum, will be an opportunity for folks in the community to come and share their ideas on how we grow our economy.
I was impressed by the number of people who turned out for the summit. I mean, that was a packed house.
Yeah, they had about 60 people show up.
Yeah, and then a large panel, too, of Sitka's various industry and economic sectors. Did you come away from the summit with any sort of impressions of how Sitka's doing?
Yeah, well, we track the trends on a quarterly basis, and we put a report out, and if anybody ever wants that, they can contact my office, and I'd be glad to put you on our email list. But, yeah, we saw that, you know, the fishing industry is doing well in the last few years. The tourism industry is going down. Healthcare was pretty stable. The independent tourism industry is dropping off a little bit, which was evident by bed tax. And then education really wasn't represented that much, other than the school district that was showing, of course, that they've got some budget shortfalls. And then the city was talking about their economy issues as well.
And some positive signs in independent tourism. Allen Marine's putting a second ship online in their new cruise business and things. So kind of there was sort of a yin and yang of good and bad. I thought there was, we did have this downturn in cruise tourism and charter fishing, but we had kind of, you know, good news in commercial fishing.
Yeah,
was one. So it's interesting. The picture that I took away of Sitka was, you know, really not that much different in the past. Of course, the numbers have sort of changed, but the fact that Sitka has this diversity still continues to be a real asset for us.
Absolutely. Just having those different sectors and all being somewhat strong and a big part of our economy, that kind of helps us balance that the visitor industry was down, fishing came up and helped us out on some of that. But the diversity is good.
Yeah. What about this downturn in the cruise sector? We're going to be down to 108,000 passengers this summer, and I know that I think there was data showing that as recently as 2007, we had 290,000 people visiting Sitka off cruise ships. And there is a direct connection between this decrease in cruise ship tourism and some of the bind that we're in with our city sales tax revenue right now, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the numbers we tracked here. We looked at the city reports that show gross business sales based by sector. And it was actually 2008 we had close to 290,000 people. And so if you look at that, that's a lot of that's in fiscal year 09. We took the numbers from fiscal year 09 to fiscal year 11, where we're at that 290 down to about 225,000 passengers. And that was a loss of over $25 million in gross business sales. And if you think about that number, $25 million, that's just the money that's coming into the retail sector, right? And that stuff spins off into other sectors. So overall, the entire city gross business sales was down $15 million. But if you look at just at that retail sector of $25 million and think about 6% sales tax, there's $1.5 million in sales tax revenue that could be helping support city programs, and we wouldn't have this grasp of who gets what between the school district and the city, because we would have lots of more money into those accounts. And so that's kind of what the goal of this economic forum is for us to go out as a community and decide how we can bring more money into the community. The more money we have is good for all of us because it spins through the economy and it helps prop up all these different sectors, including education, including the grocery store, including the guy cutting hairs. All of it gets the benefit of that new money coming into the economy.
Well, you're also the director of Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, and I know your board is pretty active about thinking about ideas. Are there tomorrow afternoon? Are you looking for just ideas out of the blue sky, or are you looking to really sit down and maybe hammer out, you know, some practical ideas for opportunities that we have sort of here and now that we just really haven't developed very well?
Yeah. So tomorrow's going to be kind of dependent on how many people show up. If, you know, we've got 100 people there, we're not going to be able to drill down deeply into those ideas. And I would hope that folks don't show up with a big presentation. I think they're going to present for 45 minutes. We kind of want something quick and short, just a way to like show your idea. I want it to be somewhat specific. I want it to be realistic and be achievable within a certain time frame, but just kind of pitch that idea, and then we can put it up on the wall and let other people pitch their ideas, and we'll put them all up on the wall, and then we can kind of get into it and see, all right, well, these ones have a lot of support, these ones have a lot of support, these ones don't, and the folks that bring those ideas, I'm hoping that you're going to be a champion for that idea. And so if you kind of pitch your idea, and then there could be, you know, 5 guys sitting in the back of the room that think that's a great idea, and they want to get with you after the fact and really make that become a reality. So that's kind of the goal. You know, we're going to have some ground rules. You know, I don't want any speeches. I'd like people to keep it into a short, you know, 3 to 5 minute quick pitch of their idea. You know, all the other stuff for those collaborative things is, you know, respect everybody else and whatnot.
But. Right. And I think you told me when I did interview you in advance of the chamber summit, that the idea was if you're coming forward with an idea, and your idea gets traction among the group, expect to be part of the group that helps pursue this idea. This is not a brainstorming session and then everybody leaves and goes on about their business. You're actually looking to like the Sitka Health Summit, where people kind of break into committees to advance their ideas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've also been taking part in what Juneau Economic Development's doing is cluster studies. And this is almost like an in-between a health summit and a cluster study. It's not going to be an in-depth, but you know, it's folks coming up and we're bringing issues that can help us build our economy forward, and then having those folks that bring those and those folks that are in those industry sectors kind of work the problem to find a solution to help bring more money into the economy.
You talk, Gary. I don't mean to put you on the ropes or anything, but you talk about bringing in new money. That's an important idea for you, right? It's not just necessarily opening up yet, you know, another store in town. It's about finding a way to actually have some product that we generate here that brings in outside
cash
revenue. Why is this so important?
Well, and that's when we start out the presentation tomorrow, I'm going to kind of give you a brief overview of that. But basically, there's 2 types of industry. There's prime industries and there's support industries. And the prime industries are why an economy or a community even exists. And it's ours is fishing. It's healthcare such as search. It's our visitors industry. It's government. It's nonprofits that bring outside money into our community, and that is money that stays in the community and then spins through the other parts, which is the support industry, which is your grocery stores, your city government, your things like that. If we don't have that prime money coming in, the support industries don't exist, and therefore the community somewhat doesn't exist.
So that's kind of where you're trying to steer things tomorrow, is into
prime businesses bringing new money into the community.
Okay. on that idea, I thought something that was absent from the Chamber Summit was the Forest Service. Is there a gap there that could be filled if somebody had an idea tomorrow? Is there something that we're missing in our, you know, granted our timber industry is dramatically different than it was when I first came to Sitka 25 years ago, but is there an opportunity there to be exploited that we should be talking about?
Well, last week, they signed the Sustainable Outdoor Recreation Plan. And so, you know, that would be a good document for folks to reference and see if there's ways to suggest ideas within that document. The one thing that document is light on is funding for these projects that folks have identified. So, so there's definitely an opportunity for the Forest Service or folks to participate looking at how they can create a base industry or a prime industry off of using that resource as the forest, which kind of I can segue into the second part of the morning. I'm just going to do a quick, you know, base industry support industry talk, and then we're going to talk about the assets that Sitka has to develop their economy off of. And yeah, timber is one of the biggest, or the forest in general, being that it's the biggest owner of property around our community. So, you know, we've got the forest, we've got fish, we've got water, we've got our natural beauty, we got the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, we've got all these different assets, our airport, our schools, our access to capital, all these base things that we need to develop an economy and get folks thinking about that of, all right, how can we use what we have to create more money coming into our community?
You know, sitting here listening to you, I get it. I get you. I mean, I think you've got it. I think you've got the formula down. And I'm not trying to push any kind of agenda. I just thought it was interesting sitting there at the forum on Wednesday that the Forest Service wasn't one of the, you know, wasn't one of the presentations. It seemed like there's an opening there. But I'm glad that. At least in your mind, it's part of the package here, because bringing in new money just does depend on exploiting kind of what's here. And, you know, we got the beauty, we got the fisheries, you know, we have the amazing sort of the resources of the Tongass. It's all part of the picture here for mm-hmm. sure. So, Gary, it sounds like it's going to be an interesting afternoon, and you're asking people to stick around for 4 hours or 3.5 hours anyway, and you hope to have something down by 5 o'clock tomorrow?
That would be the end goal, is that by 5 o'clock we've got, you know, three or four ideas that people are broken off in groups and they're all excited about moving these things forward.
Okay. And any is there any timeline to getting any of these goals done, or is it just about getting a goal and getting started tomorrow?
Well, I kind of put out there in pencil that I'd like it to be able to be achieved in 2 years. Not everything's going to be achievable in 2 years. Some might be done faster, some might be done longer, but it's just a place mark out there for folks to just to kind of put it in your mind that this has to be achievable. This can't be this grandiose goal that it's going to be 20 years. That's fine if you guys want to work on that, but let's get some money into the community, like, soon.
Okay. So can anybody show up tomorrow?
Everyone's welcome.
Anybody wants to participate, just show up. It's the Sitka's Economic Forum. It's kind of a follow-up to last Wednesday's Chamber Economic Summit. Gary White's the director of the Sitka Economic Development Association and the director of Sawmill Cove Industrial Park. You'll be facilitating things tomorrow?
Correct.
All right. Thanks very much for coming in this morning and talking about it with us, Gary.
Thanks.